Yeah, no, we need to cut this out. All right, here we go.
It's going to go down the toilet fast.
Hey, welcome back, golf enthusiasts, to the Playing Through Golf podcast for our special edition with breaking news. I'm William Starcevich, joined with
Chris Lopez,
Travis White.
All right, so I'm not going to bury the lead here, but I've got it on very good information that one of the oldest golf courses in America that's local is coming back.
Boom.
Wow.
So this golf course I was referring to is the Arsenal Island Golf Club, which was constructed in 1897. The original five holes of this place was built by Confederate prisoners, of all things.
Really?
I mean from the Civil War, yo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you gotta figure 1864, right? It was the Civil War.
That's kind of right around that time.
So they could have been holding them up, and they're... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, because that was a housing place, the Arsenal was, for Confederate prisoners.
So Johnny Reb digging up golf
courses. Yeah, so we have them, you know, partially responsible for the design of the golf course.
Okay.
But it was second oldest to the Chicago Golf Club, which is still in existence. Mm-hmm. But what was it, maybe 3 years ago, Arsenal Island closed the golf course there, and they, with the claim that they were looking for somebody else to run it, well, they just went back
to... Couldn't get any takers.
Went back to nature, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is sad, because, Travis, you ever play it?
I've never played it.
Narrow in areas, some interesting tree alignments.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, but in a par three that is unreal.
Well, I've got some of the original, we'll call them blueprints of the course, mm-hmm. with the original layouts of the first nine and then the existing 18 and all that.
Right.
Well, so what I've heard, like I said, from reliable sources, mm-hmm. is that they're looking at restoring the original nine first. Mm-hmm. And that's going to start in the next few months. So whether or not it opens this season, I would imagine that's part of the plan, is to get it going this season, and then the next
hence the
nine.
The idea of the nine holes.
Right, and then
at least
the next
get nine working, and then go from
exactly.
there.
Exactly. So with the clubhouse and the whole thing back in operation potentially, which to me is kind of a mind scrambler that it ever went away.
Right.
But this, I don't know, it kind of tickles me in my special spot that this might be coming back.
Did we just go?
Okay. Yeah, he did again.
He did. Yeah, just. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just. One of them things that it's historical.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when President Taft, before he was president, I believe he was like the Secretary of the Interior, mm-hmm. there's letters of him endorsing the golf course and the clubhouse.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Isn't that crazy?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, the only thing consistent is change.
Yeah.
And with time, all things change. But for that to at least span further on.
We've had conversations about other histories of courses mm-hmm. in this area especially, but we've also talked about one back home with mine. I mean, there's some interesting histories, and this one I think takes the cake. I mean, because it does go back to the Confederate prisoners,
right.
It goes back to the Civil War. You're talking about the old golf course.
Oh yeah, you only get one older 18-hole golf course in America.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. I think that's just great.
But Travis, can you look up when St. Andrews opened? Because, you know, St. Andrews is the home of golf.
Right.
What's the, how much older is St. Andrews than the Arsenal Island Golf Club?
Right.
So it's going to be, from what I've been told, it's going to be back to MWR, so it's actually going to be run by the military again,
mm-hmm.
which with the new housing, and the soldiers that live there, it only makes sense to me.
Question.
Lay it on me.
So if it's going back to the military, is that going to mean the public's not going to have access to that?
No, it'll still be access. You'll have to go through the gates and everything, but at least now you can
cavity search.
Only if you're lucky.
Okay. All right. So, just asking. I just had a couple questions. That's
no, that's.
All.
And I usually had to pay extra for that, but I mean, maybe you can get a discount special.
Yeah, I mean, you get
or a special.
I just scored.
I don't know frequent, why I hang out with you guys.
A frequent flyer discount.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's just it.
So yeah, that's. I'm super excited about. I know it's like 10 degrees here right now, but. Chomping at the bit for things to be happening.
I mean, we just want to get through February at this point. Let's get through February. Let's get to March. Let's hope for some more winter. Let's get out on the turf.
Old course of St. Andrews was established in 1552.
Damn, son.
469 years ago.
Wow.
Holy Lord.
Yeah.
That just blows my mind right there.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure there was probably a handful of other courses that were with them.
Think about this.
They started playing around 1400.
Okay.
Just around
just
that.
Locals, yep.
Just local.
Local
around
guys
that before they built this.
Right. So, thinking about the Arsenal again, you know, this country started in 1776.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a popular show on right now about the Wild Wild West, 1883.
Mm-hmm.
So when that series or show or whatever it is based, is literally only 4 years earlier than the Arsenal opened.
Right. And based on what you're seeing in that show and where this country was at that time, how many people were actually playing golf?
Oh, it was just the... I can't remember the... There was a captain that was in charge of the island at the time. And he's the one who kind of spearheaded this.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it was him and his buddies from the officers' club. Is
pretty much it.
You know, hey, no, all right, well, these Confederate soldiers are just laying around there.
Well, I mean, and how developed was the surrounding Quad Cities at that point? I mean, was it even the Quad Cities at that point?
Well, one of the commanders of the Arsenal Island was Colonel Davenport.
Right.
Who was, I think I've covered this before, right. Was assassinated, and the people hid out actually behind number 2 Green at Deer Run, the barn that's still kind of there.
Yeah.
So I don't imagine it being too much older than that base when it was established.
Right.
And Rock Island and Moline.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it'd be
those.
Real. I mean, this would be a fun history project and
see the population of those towns when the course actually started.
See what
and where
everything
they are
was
now.
Going on just in the general 100 miles around it.
Well, I think I'm almost positive that 74 Bridge was under construction when that happened, though.
Mm-hmm.
When the Arsenal Island was built, I'm sure it was under construction because it's been on under construction. It's been under construction as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought that was amazing news.
When was the Arsenal again?
It was actually opened as the 18-hole course in 1897.
Okay.
That's an old-ass golf course.
Yep. So I'm super excited to see what happens with it, transpires, and hopefully it comes to fruition.
Yep.
And maybe that'll be the lead of some of the other courses that have gone away to come back.
Come back, right.
So anyway, that was kind of the breaking news on it.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's something I really, really wanted to get in with you guys. It was something I saw the other day, and it was a would you rather.
Oh, boy.
And this would you rather, there's two of them. One of them is we're going to say you're going to play golf with Tiger Woods, and you are going to shoot the worst round of your life. I mean, it's Travis, I don't know what that would be, 150?
No.
Okay, all right, 125.
It might be close to that.
Anyway. Yeah, I was going to say, what did he shoot when he got that?
I shot a 66 on the back of it.
Yeah, what did he shoot when he won that trophy? What did he shoot? That was like a brutal
day. Yeah, that
day
one
for
was
him.
Tough.
Yeah, that
it was like 48-66 or something. Like
ouch.
Because I hit that house on
16
like
twice.
With
a 9-iron or wedge or something.
Yeah, I had a wedge.
Wait.
Went across
you hit
the
a house
twice
on 16.
Yep.
The par 3.
Yep. There's no houses on the golf course property on that side.
So he went across the road.
Yep. Through the trees and
through
across
the
road.
Trees.
And hit the house twice.
Twice.
How is that even possible? Never mind.
El Hazel.
Yeah, no, never mind.
Well, it is me, so.
Yeah.
It was El Hazel straight off. He just shanked it.
That was before I got the clubs extended.
I would have paid money to be on the course that day with you guys.
It was actually, I think that was the one that...
That was the last round I played
before you got him lengthened.
Yep, took him down to Johnny O.
Yeah, so little Travis is 6'6", and he had standard clubs, and that was still in the early days of our wager. So then I felt bad after taking them.
No, you did not.
No, I didn't.
No, you did not.
No, he rubbed it into my face the whole time. And he still does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I hoped you get a discount. Right?
You did.
So then we took him in and said, hey, man, those are clearly way too short for you. And I think, I guess, 2 inches? And your driver ended up being 1 3/4, but your irons were 2, right?
Yeah.
So and then he's played better contact anyway.
Right.
And
I still
hit
a hosel rocket every once in a while.
And here, we've seen it the last few rounds.
Well, it started in the middle of the round again last Sunday.
Yeah.
He had a couple of them.
Yeah.
Mental lapses.
We're not talking about that.
But
that was a weekend after he had just beat our asses.
I did.
Yeah, that's true.
Both of us.
Somebody was bitch.
Somebody was salty. Salty.
Extra salty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're referring to me. I can't remember where we played, Travis. But Travis had
where they were playing.
Was it La Quinta?
The week after the Sony. No, it wasn't. No.
Then it would have been La Quinta?
Yeah.
The week after
PGA
the Century.
West.
PGA West.
PGA
course.
West, yeah.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So... Travis shot a 73?
73, yeah.
Which, damn. Uh-huh. And I think I shot a 75?
75.
Yep. I was in the 80s.
Because I recall we were on like 14.
I think I was at 85.
I'm
going to
beat you by 2 strokes. I got you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And boy, I mean, man, I was and so seriously, he was. We hauled out of here because he was.
I was. I took a double on the last hole.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh, and he was just hot to trot.
Yep. Yep. I ran out the door, hopped in my truck, and went.
Well, you know when Bill's getting into that mode because all of a sudden he started sending us his practice numbers yesterday.
Oh yeah.
All right, because he didn't win shit last week.
I came in second last week too. I had such a good stretch going.
Yeah, he didn't win shit last week. Now all of a sudden, now practice is important, you know. And he didn't call. Did he bother to call you?
When?
To practice.
Oh, no.
No.
Hell no.
No, he did not.
Neither one of you assholes are practicing. So, anyway, let's get back to the Would You Rather.
I don't need to.
Okay, so you're playing with Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus or whoever your number one golfer ever. You're the fanboy galore.
Okay.
Worst round you've ever played. Or you shoot your career best all by yourself.
Oh, I'm playing with Tiger.
I'm playing with Lee Trevino.
Because nobody will believe that I shoot like a 70 by myself.
Yeah, right?
Nobody would.
Oh, nobody at this table would.
Nobody, period.
Yeah.
No. I'd flat out call you a liar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I agree. I would probably play. It'd be hard to pass up on Tiger Woods just because he
really would.
He is the GOAT.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my personal favorite has always been Freddie.
Yeah.
So I'd playing with Freddie Couples, shooting my worst. I'd rather play with Tiger and shoot my worst because I wouldn't want Freddie to see that.
And I think
I don't want Freddie to judge me.
Yeah, and I think Tiger would be funny about it. I mean, he would absolutely just drill your ass.
You know, he'd say, "I've seen worse," because he has had to have seen worse.
He had to have seen worse. Yeah, he's had to have seen worse.
Okay, now I think you guys have seen this next. Would you rather? Would you rather play with Tiger Woods or whoever you consider the GOAT on a dog track of a golf course?
The worst Muni.
Oh, yeah.
Worst I've Muni seen, ever. Yeah. Or play Augusta National with Patrick Reed.
Oh, no. I'm going Muni.
You're going Muni? Okay. Now, here's where we differ. I am going to play Augusta National with Patrick Reed, and I'm going to point out rules of golf to him on every motherfucking hole.
Yeah. But see, that's the kind of dick that you are.
I am. I would literally be over there with my wedge, rolling my club, fluffing it up, and being like, "What's up?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna call me?"
Yeah.
And I don't care if I shoot 100 when I play, but as long as I could just throw digs at that asshole.
I have way too much pride in to play with that jackass.
No, not me.
I don't. I just don't have it.
You want to talk about sour?
No, I can't.
No, I would have
to. Just his mere presence makes me puke.
Right.
You know? I just couldn't. I would have to do it. And honestly, it wouldn't even have to be Augusta. Augusta would just be the cherry on top. It could be anywhere. I'm pretty sure
if he ever shows up at the Classic, I'm going to be brutally.
I'll go there and I'll hold up rules official, Reed cheated.
Yeah.
I'll wear a shirt that says it or something.
No, seriously.
Oh, that's
funny. I mean, because I was a complete ass to one of my other favorites, you know. What's his face?
Rory Sabatini.
Sabatini. I mean, that guy was such an ass.
When he says he's his favorite, he doesn't really mean
it. No. And he was there, and he was trying to get saucy with us, and I was just saucy right back to him. I was like, "I'm not having your crap, dude. You are just a whiny pain in the ass."
Well, okay, so we got that wrapped up. Augusta, no. You'd rather play with Tiger on a crap course. Mm-hmm. Where I'm Augusta, yes. Play with Patrick Reed, but I get to verbally abuse him all my way around.
Now, if you get to verbally abuse him, I think that'd be worth
right?
it.
Right? I think it would be.
That'd be worth it.
Except then when I'm sure he could throw some digs at me on my... Mm-hmm. You're like, "Wow, that was a great drive that you hit out there, 240.
Yeah.
Why don't you shut up?"
Yeah, seriously. Should we just move you up to the women's iron. Tees or yeah, some
right,
shit like that?
Right. Mm-hmm. And they're no longer the women's tees. They're the forward tees, but okay.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be getting close to those, Chris.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we should be. We should be.
All right, this last week, there's a lot of news about the tour in Dubai. Correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what's it called again?
The Travis? DP World Tour.
What's the DP stand for, Travis?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I just was wondering.
Not that.
Browser history. Do not put in DP in your search engine.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get something that you really, you're not going to want.
Personally, I don't want to want it. I don't want it. So
the DP Tour based in Dubai is offering some ungodly amount to we're going to call it the top 25 golfers golfers that have been huge names or career earners. And do you guys have that, where they're paying these guys to come over and play golf in Dubai?
Just from what I've seen, like right here, they offered DeChambeau $135 million the other day to go play.
Okay, so my question about this, and this
and
is...
And he just withdrew, too.
Yep.
With a bad back.
Yeah, and a hip.
Shocker.
Yeah, weren't we talking about this maybe a year and some change ago?
Absolutely.
I was like, this is going to shred his back eventually if you're going to try to play that way.
Yeah.
And he's a bright guy. You would think he would have done some research on...
Well, we assume he's a bright guy because he uses math to get through his golf, but that doesn't mean he has common sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that is true.
Doesn't want to damage his brand, though.
Yeah.
And that didn't he say that at Deer Run?
Yeah.
Yep.
What a D-bag.
Yeah, he told him D-bag.
DeChambeau. Mm-hmm. So this is in directly against the wishes of the PGA, obviously, because they don't want to lose their better players to go over to Dubai for this cash run. Now, I saw that this thing is only a limited number of events, though.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they go over there and what, they play for like a month straight or something?
Something like that.
So is it really going to be against the PGA?
I think scheduling-wise, no.
Because I wouldn't think any of these guys, that could be wrong, but if you're going to be qualifying for, let's say, I don't know, the Players in March.
Right.
Or the Masters a month later. Or the U.S. Open or the the British Open or, PGA, any of those. Any of the majors plus the Players, are you going to change your schedule to go to Dubai for a month?
Yeah, I mean...
For $100 million, sure, but it's not like these guys are starving.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand, say, a journeyman wanting to go over there and make a few bucks.
Yeah, but they're not getting invited, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, you're trying to get these big... I mean, and I think there's probably a dirty secret in there that, people don't realize that there is appearance fees going with this. I mean, they're trying to get guys over there. They're doing whatever they can. I mean, they're just flashing millions at these guys.
Well, I don't even know if... Is there a financial windfall for the winner, or is it all based on appearances? Hey, we'll pay you, like DeChambeau, we'll give you $120 million to come play here 4 weeks in a row.
Right.
Or is it, hey, you have to make the cut? Because I don't imagine there being any cuts, because it's all about revenue-driven.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a very convoluted thing going on here.
If it's, you're talking about for FedEx points, are some of those top guys going to go over there for the cash cow there and not worry about being the FedEx champ at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Because you may not make the FedEx because you don't have enough points.
Right.
Or is it a matter of, let's say some guys are hot but they don't get a win, are they going to sacrifice, securing their tour card for the next year with this thing? Now, it's probably not going to, those guys that are on that bubble probably aren't going to get invited, honestly.
I would assume not.
But I just, now there's some word, Phil is in opposition against the PGA about this?
He's kind of having some issues with the PGA, and he's saying, how they don't have access to their property rights of, a picture of him, at a tournament. If he wants to use it on his website, then it's $1 million per use. That's what the tour is charging him. Because then, everybody's favorite D-bag lately with the new hair color.
Oh, I love it. Brooks Koepka, the Demolition Man, going to blow this shit up.
Yeah. Slim Shady.
He basically has called Phil out and says, well, there's irony here, then you're talking about this. And he's being a butthole about it, but at the same time, it's a valid point.
It's a truth.
It's a valid point, and Phil's, nothing bothers Phil. I mean, you can criticize the shit out of him.
He's made stacks of cash already.
Yeah, he could care less. So he's going to go ahead and say what he needs to say. He knows he's on his downhill slide of the PGA Tour. I mean, hell, Sports Illustrated just did a whole article of why he should just go ahead and get off the PGA Tour. But honestly, he's made it clear he's only sticking around because he wants one or two more shots at the U.S. Open.
Right.
Yeah, because that's his.
He goes, because he said yesterday, if I win the U.S. Open, I'm done on the PGA Tour.
Like Rocco Mediate said when he had that playoff with Tiger back in, was it 2009?
Yeah.
They came back and played that next day, and he said, if I would have won that, I would have walked away from golf forever.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I'd have been done, yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he would wear, they give you a hat clip, a hat pin kind of thing for the U.S. Open. Well, he would wear them all the U.S. Opens that he'd been in on his belt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like he was serious about it.
Yeah.
Like that was his championship.
But there's a lot of players look at the U.S. Open as the tournament of the skills involved to play golf. I guess it would be American style golf.
Yeah.
With all the thick roughs, the
over manicured.
Yeah.
To the nth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Phil, obviously, it's obviously bothering him that he's never won that tournament.
Yep.
He had that tournament in his hand at least twice.
Well, that one at Winged Foot.
Yeah. I mean, he's had that tournament a couple of times within his grasp. And then
I'm trying to think who won it at Winged Foot that year, but you really didn't see him after again.
No.
So.
And I think the year that he lost that was to nobody. I mean, it was somebody that should.
Yeah.
You did not assume that they would win.
Now, yeah, you thought they were an up-and-coming maybe, or this is going to set them over the top to do great things, but then you never heard of them again.
Right. Right.
So anyway, that's where we're at, guys. I'm just stoked about the Arsenal possibility.
No, that'd be really cool. Absolutely. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Like, bring back a historic course like that to this region, to me, is over the top.
Well, and given our love of nine holes lately, you know, I mean,
it would be cool for the first year.
It's kind of our thing, you know. One day we just go play a quick nine just because we want to get out and hit and things like that. It would be good to add to our list
right, of
places to go play. Now, we will hopefully be adding another
our
list.
We'll be adding
this year.
What?
We've got a couple, because that's the only way we're going to get him to play, to walk nine with us.
Right, because he is walking nine.
I'll walk mine.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
It's flat as fuck over there.
Okay, let me just paint a picture here for you folks. We're all sitting around a bar, basically.
Yep.
And Travis is no more than 4 feet from either one of us, wearing headphones, talking into a microphone, that we can all hear the headphones. Mm-hmm. Me and Chris are talking about playing nine holes at his course, and he looks up and be like, what are we talking about? Like, I'm pumped directly into your headphones right now, Travis.
Yeah.
That was phrasing. That was a little awkward.
Yeah, well, in ADHD.
I was looking up U.S. Open, the course that they're playing at.
Oh, where are they playing this year?
The Country Club, Brookline, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that more than when they, like I said, Torrey Pines I like because I was there for one of the U.S. Opens. But I don't like it when the U.S. Open is at a regular tour stop.
Right.
It's cool at Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Pebble Beach is so famous. But it's also one of those that they use all the time.
The AT&T Pro-Am. We see it every year. We can count on seeing that course every year. Torrey Pines is another course we see every year.
Mm-hmm. So now I know on the European Tour, St. Andrews, they play that thing, you know, once a month on tour.
Yeah.
Right.
Seems like whenever I turn the golf channel, it's always on. There.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. All right. Well, that's a wrap for me. You guys have anything else you need?
Before we get out of here, Grizzly Adams.
I forgot about this.
So we need to talk a little bit about what Bill looks like here. So
he looks homeless.
Handsome.
He really does. Looks like he should be grubbing quarters at the bus
station. Handsome Dan.
All right. And he has gone off on us, and he is going to be going David Letterman, ZZ Top on us here in the next month. You want to tell us what is up here?
Okay. Yeah. You guys know what's up, but they just wanted to make sure everybody else did as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't broke 80 in a few years.
Right.
So
our goal last year was
to break 80.
Right.
So just a month or so ago, I said, I'm not shaving until I break 80. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize, it's the middle of goddamn winter.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to have a long stretch before I can actually get outside and play golf. So, I have not shaved.
Bold strategy, Cotton.
It is a bold strategy. And, you know, I do look a little bit like a homeless person.
You do.
It looks like we picked him up on the corner over there. We felt bad for him. Hey, just come in here.
He's getting cold.
You know, I got all my teeth. My teeth look good. Yeah. My hair's cut.
Don't cut your hair either.
Oof, boy. Just let it go.
You would. Oh, my God.
That would be
awesome.
I'll
look like Tom Hanks.
Sweet
Castaway.
Jesus. Yeah, it'd be a castaway. I mean, it would just be awesome.
Wilson!
You know. And when he does break the 80, I mean, who's doing all the shaving here?
Travis is.
Travis is going to do the shaving?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to get the clippers out. Travis is going
to do it right on the course.
Oh, yeah, no, we're going baby smooth. Travis is doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Yeah.
All right. Late.
Bush.